Phantom Theory, come on up. So this is a chapter from my current manuscript. Our father was a faulty lighter that only caught when it wanted to. Coming home from school, I never knew if he would offer me a bowl of his famous fried rice or 20 years of transgressions served from his past, served on an aluminum pie plate. When he did the latter, the grandfather clock in the living room held its breath. The thing is, I've always known that he wasn't angry at me. In that when he yelled at me, he yelled at everyone. Normally that meant he had too much to drink. We know what to do. Usually when he gets flush, we submit into silence until it fades, reluctant to add tinder to the flame. But you, Vyasna, for whatever reason that night, while I washed off the musk of my school's gym from my skin, unbit your tongue so that when Ba slurred, "You're home late," you replied with, "And you're drinking again," but no one ever says anything about that. Muffled, the unsteady shuffle of Matt sandals across the hardwood told me from the other side of the bathroom door that she was trying to defuse the situation. Ba was accusing you of hanging with thugs again, even though both you and I know those thugs are no different than us. Lonely A-block kids looking for something worth reaching for. Kanita whined. I imagined her frightened with her Lego set on the living room floor as the shouting swallowed the room. By the time I had rushed out, Ba had Nitha by her arm, both of them wobbling. He dragged her, his grip coiled around her bicep, stringing her to the front door, which he slammed open and said to you, "You want to be gangster that bad? So go. Live off the streets like one." I saw invisible veins bulge beneath your temples as you said to him, "You first." Then, without letting Nitha go, he swung at you. Matt tried to rein him back in, but was swatted across her face. I took the chance and scooped Nitha into my arms, and for the first time ever, you swung back because he had done the one thing you would never tolerate. He had touched one of us. Ba stood no chance, his feet, without his knowledge nor permission, still trying to brace themselves against the rocking of a canoe along the Mekong River, as he threw his fists at air and missed again and again. But your feet were steady. Your fists had no problem matching flesh to face. It was as if a dam had broken inside of you. But instead of water, blood pooled around the floor, Matt screaming, Nitha wailing, my ears ringing, you on your knees panting, your eyes glazed over. I tried to see what you were seeing. I begged you, "You need to go." Had I said it out loud like I was supposed to? Had I said it loud enough? "You need to go, Vis. Matt already on the landline. They will be here soon and you can't be here when they are, so you need to go." Nitha begged, "Please don't go, Bangsna." Her tiny hands wrung around your shoulders, her sobs almost enough to make me regret telling you to leave. I can stop there. Thank you.